All for One, I Swear, Eternal Love, etc. And if you are a pizza, then it's your day. Why? Because in America, it's National Pizza Day, but we can claim it here as well, if you like pizza. I was watching Richard E. Grant devouring a pizza on social media because he's involved in some kind of, whether it's a series or whatever, but it's like he really loves food.
Yeah.
And he's gone up to great lengths to find the best pizza in the world, and he arrives at this pizzeria, wherever it is in the world, probably in Italy. And he literally devours a pizza that makes him so deliriously happy. It's contagious. It's a great advert for that sort of thing. But I tell you what also is making people deliriously happy. It's the brand, the 7-slot Big J, the Jeep. And on the line from the Bolito chapter of the Jeep Club is Albie de Witt, because every Wednesday we talk Jeep. Albie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
So today we're going to be discussing, among other things, there's an event coming up on the 27th, which is how many Sundays' time? Not this one, not the next one, but is it 3 Sundays' time?
Yeah, a couple of days' time. But before I continue, I just want to thank you and the radio station for giving us some exposure the last couple of weeks. We really appreciate it. And just sort of making everybody aware that there is a Jeep Club in Bolito and that we're quite active. And that we are looking at growing the group and meeting everybody with their Jeeps and so on. And then also reminding people that they can go onto our Facebook page, the Bolito Jeep Club Facebook page or WhatsApp page, to join us and be in contact with, you know, future events that we will put on there and so on. So, you know, for their information.
How do you find the Facebook page? Is it very simple? Is it Bolito Jeep or something like that?
It's Bolito Jeep Club is the Facebook page, and then the WhatsApp group is Bolito Jeepers.
So simple as that. And you don't have to be invited. You can just join literally by going online.
And just join. And we also have brochures, you know, all around town, and some Jeepers will find some of the brochures in their windscreen that has a link onto it. So you can just zap it with your phone, and then you onto our group automatically as well.
And the advantages are obviously huge, because if you have a vehicle that's capable of doing the things that you bought it for, and you want to learn more about how to use those special features, and you want to go and explore beautiful places on the North Coast and possibly even a bit further afield, well, you're in good hands. But the best way to get together, I would imagine, will be to join the parade on the 27th. Tell us about that.
Great stuff. Yeah, I've met with the management of Lifestyle Center. And they've confirmed a specific area for us, dedicated area for us that will be set out. And we'll have Jeep banners up there so that people will recognize us. It starts at 10 o'clock on the 27th. And we'll probably leave at about 10:30 and take a drive, Conway Drive, through Bolito on our way to the Cable Ski Park. And on our way to the restaurant area there, we'll take a short route through the sugarcane fields to the dedicated place, but just a friendly, nice drive, nothing serious. So families are invited and kids are invited, and we will then, you know, end up at the restaurant area. It's a bar restaurant there, and there are a lot of things for the kids to do, slides and jet ski rides and so on. So, yeah, we're looking at having a fun morning and then also taking down some vehicles for our group, personal details, and we'll also have some lucky draws there on the day. So we're looking forward to a very pleasant day there.
So the idea is, for if you're listening to this and you have a Jeep, you own a Jeep, or you would like to, is to spread the word and to get together on the 27th at the Lifestyle Center. What time will it all start, do you think?
Well, we'll start at 10, but we won't be there for too long. We'll probably leave it about 10:30, so say 20 to 30 minutes, and then we'll drive.
So you've got a half an hour to assemble, but it's better to be there earlier than later, because obviously that gives you an opportunity then to enjoy the spectacle of the Jeeps coming together.
Yeah, it's going to be great fun. It's going to be great fun. So, yeah, we'll drive through town and so on, and just, you know, create some awareness of our brand, and, you know, perhaps some people will decide to buy a Jeep after that.
I wanted to ask you the difference, because a lot of people are not particularly clued up when it comes to the differences between the Rubicon and the Wrangler when it comes to the standard sort of box type Jeep, because there are other smarter SUV type Jeeps on the market and everyone's welcome. But the most identifiable are the old Audi Murphy lookalike that's come from, 70, 80 years ago.
That's correct. Yeah, well, the Wrangler has a basic 4x4 capability, but what makes the Rubicon a bit more special is that it has diff locks on front diffs and rear diffs, and it also has a sway bar disconnect function, which allows the front axles to disconnect to your car and be able to flex through difficult terrain, up and down rocks and trenches and that type of thing. So the Rubicon has a bit more capability than the Wrangler.
And obviously you have both. I know this. Lucky lad. Well, which do you prefer?
Well, the Wrangler, I must say, is a lot of fun as well, and because you don't have all the special capabilities, but it's a lot of fun as well. And then I just decided to get myself a Rubicon as well, because when it gets to a bit more difficult terrain, then the Rubicon is definitely, you know, the way to go.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with that Rubicon, because you put your Wrangler through almost the most impossible rivers and dongas and rocks, and I have been rescued by you on one occasion, and that was extraordinary, because obviously the thing with the Jeep is that you can accessorize it to your heart's content. There are more accessories available for the Jeep brand than I think for any other vehicle on the road, and the choice is yours. I know you've put massive wheels on yours and all sorts of exciting bits and pieces, and it's huge fun. So this is the thing.
And the thing is, you can with your accessories here that you put on, you can actually make it the way you want it and give it some character, and that is what's nice about it, you know.
So you can customize it to suit you, and this is what makes every Jeep is kind of unique in a sense. And don't forget the Jeep Wave, if you happen to belong to the fraternity. It's important. If you fail to respond to a Jeep Wave, you get taken out.
for sure. And I mean, Barito is not a huge town, so, you know, we'll recognize you as a non-waiver.
And then we won't go any further than that. Just simply drop that as a ... I'll be nice chatting to you. We'll catch up again in a week's time.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your time. Thanks to the listeners. Have a great day.
All the best. That's Albie DeWitt from the Jeep Club of Belito. And if you would like to join or become part of the fraternity, you're most welcome to catch up on the 27th. That's not this Sunday. Not next Sunday. I don't think it's the one after that. I think that's right. I've never been very good at calculating. But the 27th, remember that day? And it's going to be, there's no obligation. You don't have to do a thing. Just arrive. You can sit in your Jeep if you want to. Don't say hello to anybody. Don't do it. Just kind of feel the vibe. You're on Radio Life and Style. It's 23 minutes to 8.